When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Here we go, last show of the week from us, guys. But Wednesday, I know. You see, that monitor is working on you. Can you say something, Catherine, to the camera?
Hello, goes, I'm checking the monitor. Zoot, zoot, zoot.
Start the show.
Hello, you're listening to the Late Night Alternative. I'm Catherine Boyle. Ian Lee is adjusting the cameras because it's a radio show and you need to be able to see it.
Keep talking because I need you to be
focused. And you can phone us about anything. We'll have a little chit-chat club. But you can call us about anything you like at all. And the phone number to ring is 0344 499 1000. And the deal is you give us a ring, Amy will ring you back, and it will cost you next to nought. 0344 499 1000 is the number to call. And you can discuss whatever you fancy. Ian Lee.
Boom! Let's go to Alan Caddick. Good evening, Alan.
Hi, Mark. Hi, Cat.
Yep.
Why are you not on tomorrow night and Friday?
Because I'm having it away with your mum on Thursday. Friday, your dad's getting a seeing too.
Hey, my dad's not well, you know.
Well, I'll sort him out.
You guys got his confidence spluttering.
His cockiness what?
His confidence spluttering.
His incontinence what?
No, he's coughing and he's spluttering.
He's a coughing and a spluttering. It sounds like an old rock and roll number by fake rock and rollist Bill Haley.
Well, he went to the doctors, but they say he's got an infection.
Doctors. What do they know about anything apart from medicine? I went to the doctors today to get the results from my tests. The tests they did. Shut up! The tests they did gave me for pancreatic cancer. I went and saw the doctor to get the results for my test for pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And she went, no, they've not done... what are you talking about? These blood tests aren't for pancreatic cancer. I said, well, what are they for? She said, I don't know. I'm not your actual doctor. I said, I know you're not. You're the first appointment I could get to see my actual doctor. Would have taken 3 weeks. You've got the results there. What do they say? She said, here's the thing, Alan. She then got the results and she typed them into like a kind of doctor's Google, a special Google for doctors. She typed the results of my blood test into a special Google for doctors. And she went, well, your bones are okay, your kidneys are okay, your liver's okay. I said, have I got pancreatic cancer? She said, I can't tell from these. They didn't do a pancreatic cancer test. So
oh, no.
I have to go for another blood. I got a little bit angry in there. Rightfully so, I got angry in there. So I've got to go for another blood test on Friday. And then in the next week or two, I have got to go and have a colonoscopy.
Is that where they stick the camera up the bum?
I've had it before. 16 centimetres of camera. That's length, not width, up my jacksie. And I've had it before, and it's all right. I mean, it's all right. It's not great. The worst thing about it is that you have to... Well, last time I went, I had to squirt a special brew up my bottom, but people are telling me you have to drink it now. You have to drink a special brew that just evacuates... You sit on the toilet for 2 hours. Everything comes out of your a-hole.
My granddad had that, and he said they should have given him a pair of running spikes and some extra cold toilet paper.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. I've had it before, and it ain't... fun.
So it completely empties the bowels.
It completely. And part of me is thinking, because I said to the doctor, well, here's the thing. The only test that came back with something was my stool sample. They said my numbers should be like about 50. If they were 300, it could be really serious. But my numbers are 110. They said they should be between 0 and 50. My numbers are 110. And I said, well, what does that mean? Does that mean I've got pancreatic cancer? No, it's probably not pancreatic cancer, but we'll get the blood test to find out. It could be bowel cancer. She said it could be bowel cancer.
Going from bad to worse.
Well, going from bad to not quite as bad, but she said it could be bowel cancer. I'm going, thanks a lot, doctor. I got quite angry in the doctor's, not studio, surgery, isn't it? I got quite angry in there because they really jerking my chain.
Oh, dear. And we pay taxpayers money for our health service, which should have been free of charge. This is what the Conservative government wants to do. But we'll bump the point up and make more people pay for it.
Excellent point, well made, Alan. Thank you very much indeed.
I think what we're missing there is a little bit of bedside manner. What's going on?
Not the king of bedside manner. And why did you get angry? I'll tell you why I got angry. Because I got a phone call last week telling me at 5:45 to phone the surgery because my results are in. When I phoned the surgery was closed. I phoned the next day and they said, oh, no, a doctor's going to call you tomorrow. No one has called me. That's why I got a little bit angry. I don't think I've got bowel cancer, but it just really pissed me off. So I went in, the doctor went, yeah, what can I do for you? I said, you've got my results. Yeah, what's the problem? I said, you've not read the... but I don't know what these tests are for, so I can't really help you. What a world we live in, what a world we care. Oh, I forgot to bring my guitar. So we're going to go and see Kiss tomorrow. Name your top 5 Kiss songs, Catherine Boyle.
Crazy, 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 and Nights.
Okay, we're going to hear a little bit of each one as you announce it. Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. This is song number 1. Not a song I'm convinced they might not play this song.
What?
Because when I've seen them in makeup, they don't play non-makeup songs. I could be wrong, but wow! Goes like that. Here we go. Oh, I've turned the volume off. That's why you can't hear it. Hang on. It starts with, wow! There we go. Whoa! Woo! It's a woo! Not a wow. I apologise. It's a woo. W-O-O instead of W-O-W. To take. Here we go. Listen to this. Here we go. People try to take my soul away. Right, ready? Do you know what the next line is?
Something, something, what they all say?
Yeah, but it's an important bit before that.
I like to lick at what they all say with my big tongue.
But I don't hear the rap that they all say. Whoa, yeah! Okay, Kiss song number 2 that you know, Catherine.
I was made for loving you, baby.
Oh, the disco song. Yeah. Let's see if it's there. I apologise. It's not ooh yeah, it's yeah. Let's hear that again. Paul Stanley. Ladies and gentlemen, humming by Paul Stanley. Song number 3 of the 5 that you know.
Okay.
You just Googled them. Show me your screen. You've closed the window. You've closed the window. We're not playing that game. You've closed the window.
I do know that one.
Well, you don't. You were twittering.
We know it's a non-sustainable lifestyle.
You were twittering it or you were Googling
it. I was not.
And that is outrageous.
I was not.
Oh, a bit windy. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. So today it's like the end of term for us. This is our summer. It's our summer holidays.
We're back in mufti. Wearing shorts.
Wearing shorts. I don't care. We're back on Monday though. So I mean, some. I'm now toying with the idea. I'm feeling very devil may care.
Mm-hmm.
And I did a great bit of. I mentioned this on Twitter. Great bit of therapy work to get inside the old noggin. My therapist said. Someone that you're very angry with, right? Why don't you write them a letter? Don't send it. Write them a letter.
Dear Kath.
he said, no, don't put the word dear at the start. He said that because you
horrible
won't be
Kath.
He said, write a letter and just get everything out. And I was like, geez, homework. I've written homework. All right, man. Yeah, sure, fine. And I sat there this morning. I just sat there. Went on Twitter a little bit, and then I went on eBay a little bit, and then I went, how I start? So I started, this is a tough thing to write. You have made me feel... Was 8 pages later.
Wow.
8 pages of UFNC and my God, you've done what? Oh, 8 pages. I thoroughly recommend everyone does it. I would suggest you have someone you can read it to and kind of deprogram yourself with, because it brings up a lot of stuff, man. But I wrote like 8 pages and I hand wrote it and I've not handwritten for a long time and I got hand cramp. But I hand wrote a letter. It was very, very cathartic, and I shall read it out to Chip on Monday. Monday session is going to be me reading a letter. If I can read my handwriting, because the handwriting is very poor. My handwriting's terrible. One of my great embarrassments in life, you know, I would be more embarrassed to show an example of my handwriting publicly than the stuff I announced last week.
Really?
Oh, God, yes.
I think your writing's fine.
No, because you only see me write block capitals. You don't see my joined-up writing.
All right.
Oh, it's awful. Oh, it's awful. It's the writing of a child. But I did that. Why was I telling that? It was a reason I was telling. Oh, anyway, so I'm feeling tonight. How am I feeling? I'm feeling... Oh, this is it. Oh, this is what I was saying. Thank you. Thank you, Amy. So I've written this thing and yeah. I'm now feeling a little bit devil may care, as I say, laissez-faire, je ne sais quoi.
Loosey-goosey.
There we go. And I've splashed out a bit recently. I'm a single guy. But I've also been buying things. For example, I've got the tumble dryer and I have got the washing machine. They're coming tomorrow. A lot of fun.
I mean, it's hardly a Ferrari that you're going to put in a swimming pool, is it?
I've got a new hammock because my last hammock broke, and I've got some garden furniture coming, which is great news, everybody. But then I got talking to a guy on Facebook who's helped me out with some of my record releases. And I just said to him, I'm thinking I might come out to California at some point. He said, hey, come to Monterey at the end of August. Michael Nesmith, formerly one of the Monkees, is doing a big concert, and a couple of people that you'd like. Henry Diltz is going to be there, famous photographer. Google him. Come and hang out. Come and see. And part of me, I started going, no, I can't do that. And he's messaging me on Facebook. And while he's doing it, I'm going to Expedia, going, right, flights to Monterey. 680 quid return. Okay. So part of me is thinking, I might just go to Monterey at the end of August. I might go to Monterey and see a concert and live life. Live. I might go and live. Forget bloody garden furniture. Forget tax. Forget work. Well, the thing is, I could actually do the radio show from there as well. You see?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thought.
Could do the radio show from there as well. So I might go to Monterey. If anyone's been to Monterey or Monterey, could you let me know, is it worth going? And also, would you mind giving me a few hundred pounds towards going? Thank you. 034, it's going to be one of those shows tonight, guys. 0344. Oh, and I've got a trapped nerve in my face. So everybody, just keep an eye out. I can't control when it happens. Sometimes it's a small one. Sometimes I can see it. It's on my right cheek and sometimes my right eye. It jumps out so much that I see it. I have a trapped nerve here. Of course, now we're talking about it. Now we're drawing attention to it. It isn't going to work. I've had it for the last few hours. Am I going to die? 0344 499 1000. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Moonlit musings from mums, madams, and meat packers.
Oh, never mind, I must have misheard.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
The station's brilliant.
On Talk Radio.
Tamata wakatangi hani kuwe uo tamataya tuli puka kapeki monga hara nuku poka wena wakatana tahu mata kuwa tanga nuru kawa miki tora
tata mende bitu nak nuru the world chama chama tiki tika kapeki monga tamata matu makra kana kana tahu chama chama tiki tika kapeki monga
tamata wakatangi hani kuwe uo tamataya tuli puka kapeki monga hara nuku poka wena wakatana tahu mata kuwa tanga nuru kawa miki tora
tata mende bitu nak nuru the world chama chama tiki tika kapeki monga mata chama kana 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 tahu chama chama tiki tika kapeki monga
tamata wakatangi hani kuwe uo tamataya tuli puka kapeki Kimonga, Hora Luku Poka, when a Wakatana Tahu, Matakuai Tanganuru Kawa Miki Tora,
I got a feeling that was on LBC. Imagine. Imagine if Ian Dale or James O'Brien started doing that. Let's go to friend of no one. It's Dion.
Hello, mate.
Hello, Dion.
How's things?
Yeah, I've got to have a camera shoved up my jack seat and I've just come out as bisexual. Apart from that, everything's great, mate.
Nice one, yeah. I was in hospital last week.
Back to you.
Why is it so hissy? Are you calling us from a wind-up gramophone?
No, at all, no. Okay. Very hissy, then, is it?
Very hissy, then. Very hissy.
Okay, let's see if I'm scanning a bit better.
Yeah.
Is that better?
You're louder, but it's still hissy. Remember in the old days, you'd get that handset and you give it a whack. You give it a whack a few times and that would that would fix things. How did that... What was it loose wires? How did that fix?
I don't know. I remember you used to bang the receiver on the edge of the cabinet, wherever it was.
Yeah. What can we do for you, Dion?
Yeah, I've just been reading something in tomorrow's papers about French.
You did what?
Reading something in tomorrow's papers.
What? You're a time traveller?
No, but if you go online, you can get tomorrow's papers.
All right. So you're looking at a news website online. You're not reading tomorrow's papers?
No, a website.
Right, okay.
The Mail.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Great. It's a great website if you want to... It's almost... The only website dirtier than the Daily Mail is the Talk Radio Facebook page.
Possibly, yeah. Yeah, I was just picking up on the news.
But
they're on about in France. If you're... They're going to bring a law, right? If you're caught using a mobile in your car while you're driving...
Yeah, they're going to shoot you.
They're going to ban you.
Yeah.
And... I think it should be like that in this country.
Right.
If you're actually using a mobile.
Yeah, I think you should, I think you should have your ears chopped off. Hang on, I've got a phone call. Hang on, let me get that. Hang on, where's my phone? Oh, hello?
No, it's mine.
Oh, hang on a minute.
It's all right, I'll ring off in a minute.
Go and get it, could be someone interesting.
No, it's on my mobile, it's not. No, it is not interesting whatsoever.
Okay, we'll just wait for it to stop ringing because we can't hear you.
There you go, it's stopped.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah.
Didn't want to answer it.
Yeah, I mean...
Chop their ears off and spit in the hole. That's what I'd do to the scumbags. Nick Knowles will be first on my list. Nick Knowles. Chop his lug off and spit in the hole. That's what I would do, seriously. These guys are scum. I saw a guy the other day doing a Skype call while he was driving. I saw another guy. It's always guys. I've never seen a woman. Never seen a woman using a mobile phone while she's driving. So it's always guys. I saw a guy watching a movie whilst driving along. So while I was driving, what I did was I snuck up beside him when I was driving and I filmed him.
Oh, good on you. But what I'm thinking, I mean, they bring laws out in this country.
That's a very clever
joke. You know, as if they're big and hard, like they did with carrying a knife in Blair's days. You know,
in Blair's days?
Blair's days.
Blair's? Yeah. So what, Blair and Oasis?
yeah, if you want. I'm trying to be serious.
I don't know what you're saying. When Blur's days, they banned carrying knives.
Blair.
Oh, Blair. Like in look at each other and go, Blair.
Yeah.
What's that reference from, Catherine?
Mallet's mallet.
Well done.
Word association game. Mustn't pause, mustn't hesitate. Yeah, otherwise you get a bash in the head like this. Or like that.
Look at each other and go, Blair. Blair.
Yeah. But the thing is, we our governments try and be hard, saying we're bringing this law out and that's it.
What?
But they never stick with it.
What? Hang on. What law have they brought out that they haven't stuck with?
Knife crime.
Right. What was the law they brought out?
You get carried once, you get told off. Get carried twice, automatic imprisonment. You get caught a third time, book closed, you're in. For good.
Well, no, you don't be in for good.
Well, life.
No, did they actually make that a law?
Well, I don't know, but he was ranting and raving.
Right, okay. Well, here's the thing. We don't know if they actually made it a law or not.
I don't know, it was three stripes, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we don't know if that was made a law or not.
Well, he just said it in his manifesto when he was running.
It got talked about, but we don't know if it was made a law or not. Hello, Rebecca. If it wasn't made a law, then they can't enforce the law.
Well, maybe they should have put it through Parliament and the House of Lords and made it a law.
Yeah, but it's not... I don't think it's that easy to make laws.
No, because everybody's scared that they won't win the next.
Well, no. Because if I'm the Prime Minister, right, and I make a law saying, right, if you've got a knife once, you get told off. You got a knife, get found carrying a knife twice, you get a year in prison. Carrying a knife three times, you're going to serve the rest of your life in prison, right? The only people, who are the only people that are not going to vote for me in the next general election?
Exactly.
No, that's not the answer. What's the answer? who are the people that, if I make that law, that are not going to vote for me?
Well, I would say people who don't want people carrying knives.
The people who won't vote for that law are the people that carry knives.
Or make them.
Yes.
So that's quite a small number of people who are probably too young to vote anyway in a lot of instances. So that would be what we call a populist law to bring in. Yes. That would be a vote winner.
It should be, but nothing happens that way.
No, nothing happens that way.
Anyway, it's like this mobile phone thing. I mean, France have probably got it right.
I'm doubting whether France have made this a law now.
Well, it's going through. I mean, France are normally good when they say something. They normally do.
Yeah, but they say it in French. That's the problem.
Yeah, but all I'm trying to say is, Ian, Catherine, is...
Dion?
Even if we make a law...
No.
They never stick to it.
No. Okay, I'll ask again. Give me an example of a law that they've made that they haven't stuck to.
Mobile phones, for one.
Right, what was the law
when
that
they... came hard on it.
Sorry?
When they came hard on it,
well,
you're going to lose your licence for 6 months.
No, I don't think they ever said you're going to lose your licence for 6 months.
But they hum and awe about it.
No. What is that a law?
No, but...
Right, I'm going to ask you for the third time, right? You keep saying they keep making all these laws and then they don't stick to them. Please, don't give me a manifesto pledge. Give me a law that is in existence that they have made, that they don't stick to.
Right. No, they didn't make it law.
Okay, good. But, so, again, give me a law that they have made that they haven't stuck to.
I can't.
Thanks very much for your call. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
Let me send a message. I got a message. This won't mean a lot. Hang on a minute. I'm going to send a message to someone. Call me now. 0344 499 1000. Just sending a message. I had a message today from one of my favourite callers of all time. Right, you. I don't think you'll have heard him, Kath, from a long time ago. And
is his name beginning with S?
No. Why?
Someone got in touch with me on Twitter. Sven said he's listening again.
No. No. His name does begin with S, but it's not Sven.
Uh-huh.
I don't know who Sven is.
Oh, well, he thinks very highly of you.
Great. Anyway, I'm not going to say who it is. It will, to most of you, it will mean nothing. But to about five or six of you, it'll be like, oh, my God, I remember him, flipping heck. So I've just sent him, he's just been messaging me a little bit. And I'm messaging him, just saying, give me a call now, 0344 499 1000. Let's see, work may, if he doesn't call by about half 11, I'll let you know who it is. But I was really, really thrilled to get that. It was very, very nice. I like him a lot. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Tonight at 11, we're phoning up Dutchland, Amsterdam, Denmark.
Holland.
In Denmark, to speak to
Felix.
Felix from the Analogues, who is it's a Dutch band. He's Irish. And I got a message today saying, did you call Felix up last night at midnight, Denmark time? Because it's Dutch. In Dutch, yeah. Because Felix was asleep. And we went, I had to go, it was Amy's fault. So we got him coming on in a little bit. So the nodding meme guy. Now, to a lot of you, that won't mean much, but if you've ever been on Twitter or Facebook, it's the gif of a guy with long blonde hair, big bushy beard, wearing like rags, turning to the camera. The camera goes in and he just nods as if to say, well done. Doesn't say anything, so just say, well done.
There's a beautiful smile going on.
Beautiful. And then I was reading this stupid thing yesterday on Twitter. Loads of people going, it became a thing. Loads of people going, OMG. I thought the nodding meme guy was Zach Galifianakis. I think it's obviously not Zach Galifianakis. It doesn't look anything like Zach Galifianakis. It's not, absolutely nothing like him. It's obviously Grizzly Adams. Then I scrolled down a bit. It's Robert Redford. You're claiming you knew this, Catherine.
Yeah, I'm a big Redford fan.
Right. Okay, go on.
Well, I could recognise
him. But it doesn't look anything like Robert Redford.
It looks like Robert Redford with a shaggy beard.
I need to Google Grizzly Adams now to find out. Grizzly Adams to find out how... It looks a lot like Grizzly Adams, actually. So,
well, he's dressed as a fur trapper of some sort, isn't he?
Who?
Redford.
So, Google Grizzly Adams, mate.
Yeah, I know what Grizzly Adams looks like.
He's dressed like a fur trapper.
Yeah, but more's the point. I know what Robert Redford looks like.
Butters says, listening to talk radio, why does Ian Lee insist on getting people to phone in just to belittle them, make them sound stupid and embarrass them? Is it to boost his own ego? He likes to make people aware of his issues, but quick to make his callers sound like and feel like idiots. Butters, but idiots. 0344 499 1000. You won't call in because you're a chicken. But also, I didn't make Dion sound like an idiot. I didn't do that. Dion did that, mate. Here's the thing. This isn't... this isn't some crappy show where people phone in and talk bollocks and I go, uh-huh, yeah. Well, that's a great call. If people are talking bollocks, Butters, I'll challenge them, mate. I'll challenge them. Now, I'm going to block you, little boy. Either phone in or jog on and go, you go and listen to LBC, mate, where I think your intellect, your thick intellect will be... his pictures are just of bottles of beer.
Yeah.
And cans of beer. Dear God, what an absolute bell cheese. I'm going to block you, buddy. You call in, but you won't because you're too thick to know how to use a telephone. So it was Robert Redford. And I was convinced it was Grizzly Adams. What, how dumb is that? What you got, Boyley?
I have got a number of things, such as these seven friends who've teamed up to buy a mansion they can all live in when they get old.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Group of friends have pooled their money and bought this mansion so they can enjoy the end of their lives together.
Won't work. Well, it never works.
Here's the thing. How many of your friends that you were friends with in your 20s are you still friends with now? And will you still be friends with when you want to retire?
Killed all of them. Hate them.
One group of women from Guangzhou, China are planning...
Here we go.
...to live together after clubbing together their money and buying a mansion for themselves to live in when they're older.
So they go to Ministry of Sound a couple of times and now they're going to live together. Won't you come down, guys? It don't work like that.
No, seven of them as well. I've lived in a house of seven. It was a nightmare. The women are currently in their 30s, met 20 years ago, so they've known each other since they were 10. and have joked for a while about living together when they retire. However, when they stumbled across the perfect house, the joke became a reality. The group shelled out 4 million yuan, which is £462,000, to buy the property and do it up as it was in a sorry state. Now, the 3.5-storey house looks incredible and has a swimming pool, open-plan kitchen, a tea pavilion and floor-to-ceiling windows.
I hate living with people. I hated sharing a flat in college. I hated sharing a house with a guy I knew and a couple of strangers after college. I hated living with my girlfriend. I hated living with my wife and kid. I hate living with people. I hate it. I also detest living alone. So this really puts me in a very awkward position when it comes to sleeping arrangements.
Very difficult. And I also think that if you've got seven friends,
yeah,
there are going to be factions, aren't there? That's too many people.
Are they all women?
Yes, they're all women at this point.
What if they have a baby? Excuse me.
Exactly.
Sorry.
They're in their 30s now. Things are going to change.
Yeah.
Jindu, one of the seven, explained how they'd live...
Jindu what? Jindu make you drunk.
One of the seven explained how they'd live separate lives until their children were grown up and moved out. Then they would move into the big house together in their 60s and grow old in luxury.
Who's going to live upstairs? It's going to be havoc on the knees. I suppose it's all the... they do all that feng shui, don't they, in the garden, in the parks, the feng shui.
Oh, the...
Yeah, the feng shui, yeah.
No, the exercise thing.
Yeah, the feng shui, that's what I'm saying. The slow exercise.
The future plans include cooking, singing, having barbecues, collecting food from the village and enjoying
it
the stunning views...
like hell.
...around the property while drinking tea. She adds they've also all made a pact to learn a useful new skill before they move into the house, such as growing veg or cooking from scratch.
Oh, God, people. Hang on a minute. Let me just give you a line, please, that I think will... hang on a minute. If we go here... This is going to be worth it. Here we go. Just going to play you a line from a song. It's going to sum up my attitude to this story absolutely perfectly. It'll sum up my attitude to life. Here we go. Just play, for crying out loud. There's too many people. That's it. There are too many... What are there, Paul? You know it, brother. You know it. Hey, Paul Ross has got cookies. Yeah, come in, man. Just stand out there waving some cookies. Come in. What are you doing? He's waving cookies at me.
He doesn't want to share.
He's a cookie tease. What have you got?
Oh, come on, mate. Oh, thank you, Paul. Oh, they're the good ones.
Thank you, Mr. Ross, sir. Thank you, sir. Oh, naughty boy.
On your knees.
Are they laced with LSD?
Oh, shit. I hope so. Too many people.
Yeah, it is.
In this world. I hate people. I mean, I talk to them, but...
I lived in a seven. Three girls, four boys.
Too many.
And, it split off into factions.
Three is manageable. Four, it starts to get tricky. Anything but four, you can't do it.
Here's what happened when the three girls went away for a weekend, came back, all the furniture had been moved out of the living room and they put weights benches in there instead.
Well, could be worse.
I bet that'd been going on too.
On the weights benches. What's kibbutz mean? What's a kibbutz? Is that like a commune in Israel?
Kind of, yeah. But they do they pick olives and stuff.
I've got
Jewish friends who did that in their sort of...
You don't have to be Jewish to go though.
No, you don't.
Everyone was kibbutzing. Is kibbutzing just joking?
No.
Stop kibbutzing me. Hey, you guys, stop kibbutzing my balls. Is that right?
No.
I'm getting my Yiddish all confused this evening. I need to go back to synagogue.
You sound like a putz.
I need to go and... God dare you. I need to go and speak to the Minor Torah.
What?
Oh, yeah, I've lapsed. 03444991000. For God's sakes, call in. Otherwise, this is going to be torture for everybody. This is Talk Radio.
On DAB digital radio, online and on mobile.
We are Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.